You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, Days of Our Lives fans. So we have got to talk about baby Jude Brady's christening. It's coming up next week, the week of the 25th through the 29th. There are some brand new spoilers about major blowouts at the event. And it looks like a few stories might collide at that moment. Will Sloan Peterson's life fall apart because Leo Stark can't deal with it and he drops that baby bombshell at the christening and blows up everybody's lives? We'll see. Click subscribe if you haven't already. And now let's dive into this because there's so much to unpack now that we've got brand new spoilers about the christening. So just the groundwork, the foundation for this, we all know Leo Stark is angry that Dimitri von Leuschner, his hot, hunky boyfriend, was sent to Supermax prison where he can't even talk to him. It's like he's just locked away from him, no contact, no nothing. Sloane couldn't keep Dimitri out of prison because there were too many charges against him. And then when Leo was making threats and blackmailing, Melinda just used her connections to just get Dimitri out of the way so he couldn't be part of spilling the secret. So is there a chance Dimitri could come back as part of this end game? We'll see, because there are some spoilers hinting at big changes ahead. Right now, we've got Eric Brady pushing Sloan Peterson to let his ex-wife's home, the Demerara Mansion, be the site of the after-christening party. Sloan suggested it be at the pub at his dad, Roman Brady's place. That seems fair, but Eric keeps pressing, and I actually think he's in the wrong. If his current wife doesn't want a party at his ex-wife's home, duh, just drop it. As for him wanting Holly involved, sure, invite her, but no, Jude is not her brother, okay? That's the kind of thing Eric's trying to say, and it's like, you know, Eric doesn't know the shady stuff Sloan has been up to, so if you kind of carve that out, what Eric is saying is, you have to let my ex-wife who kidnapped our baby be at the christening and host the party, okay? If you didn't know that Sloan had stolen that baby, that would just seem insanely intrusive and insensitive on Eric's part. Of course, Sloan knows that this is all problems she caused, but Eric doesn't know that. And so I don't like what Eric is doing. So this Friday, March 22nd, Nicole and Sloan argue over the christening. Sloan makes it clear she does not want Nicole there. Unfortunately, I believe Eric is going to overhear them, according to spoilers that says he observes their conversation. That sounds to me like he walks up on them while they're talking. And that means probably another argument between Mr. and Mrs. Brady about this whole christening thing. And then the following week, Thursday, March 28th, that is the date that Jude's christening begins. Looks like a two-day event at the church, possibly at the Demerara Mansion as well, unless Sloan can convince him to do things at the Brady Pub. So, by the way, Jessica Cerfaty is not playing Sloan for the christening scenes. Her recast, Natasha Hall, is playing them. So either Eric laid down the law with his wife, or he kept badgering her until she caved and agreed, because Nicole is indeed at the christening ceremony along with her husband, EJ Demerara, and Holly Jonas. They're all at the church along with family members. So don't forget, Leo Stark wants to be there for the christening, and Eric Brady actually invited him. I mean, he wants to be the godfather of the baby that he delivered. He was just hassling Sloan about it. She told him Eric was asking his brother Brady to be the godfather, and in the end, Brady did agree. That seems that that's the end of it. But maybe it's not, because Leo is very upset at her about this. He wanted his allowance. He made more threats. So we've got more Leo angst the rest of this week, next week, and we could be heading towards a big blow up. And if it all comes out, then things are going to go really badly for Melinda Trask and Sloan Peterson, and of course, the shady doctor who helped them. So Melinda is there at the christening because she is the godmother. And the same day the christening kicks off, Melinda reminds Leo why he needs to keep the big secret. So I wonder if she's going to threaten Dimitri in some way. It's not clear what leverage she's going to use against him. Because in terms of the money he's getting from Sloan, he already said he would give it up if it meant that Nicole got her baby back. So it feels like it has to be something different, something more meaningful, some other kind of leverage. So then spoilers for Friday, March 29th, say the truth about the baby stealing could come out at the christening. That is a very odd spoiler because in January of this year, executive producer Ken Corday said Sloan unravels and demands that the baby go back to Nicole. And then this next thing he said was quite interesting. He said, quote, when and if Nicole and Eric learn the truth will be something to tune in for. It's the when and if that tickles my brain. To me, that means the baby is returned without Nicole and Eric finding out exactly what happened, possibly without Eric finding out he's the baby's father at all. I'm going to drop a video at the end of this one on the recommended videos. You can click on it. It's one I did not too long ago where I detail exactly how Sloan can give this baby back without her dirty secret coming out. I'm not going to lay it out all here, but yes, it is totally feasible. So with Leo upset that Eric invited him to the christening and Sloan telling him to stay away, he already threatened to tell the truth. And I think Melinda pressuring him could either silence him or outrage him to the point that he's like, screw it. And he just drops it all, spills the beans. I mean, unless Melinda figures out some way to get him back in line. So the spoiler about the baby stealing truth could come out does conflict with the spoiler from Ken Corday. We'll just have to see how those fit together, kind of like jigsaw puzzle pieces. Check out that video at the end of this one to see more about that. So the other spoiler about the christening that's interesting is that Melinda, Sloan, and Leo make a pact. And this could be part of the plan where they figure out a way together to give back the kid without any of them winding up in trouble, because Leo basically has been aiding and abetting after the fact by knowing and not telling anybody. Melinda doesn't want to go to jail. Leo wants Nicole to get her baby back. And Sloan definitely seems tired of playing mama. She wants the kid gone so she can get some sleep and have all the sex with her hot husband that she wants without a baby crying. She's just not built for motherhood, it seems. So I'm excited to see how this all plays out. It'd be wild if it all comes out at the christening. And I do have one last thing to say about this. So far, we have not seen a kid, an actual baby, a human baby. You know, Sloan and Eric and everybody that's held baby Jude has been holding a blanket. I feel like calling the kid Blanket Brady. Remember Michael Jackson's kid that he called Blanket, you know? I hope they have an actual baby for the christening. I know Days is all about saving money, but damn, Victoria has been mostly a baby blanket and baby Jude has been a baby blanket. Maybe, you know, we should just start rolling up king size blankets and using them as extras in the town square. You know, just roll up a big adult size blanket, put clothes on it, you know, blankets for, all right, I'm calming down. It's just ridiculous. But in the picture I saw from the christening, and I'll drop it here, of Eric and recast Sloan, it just looks like a blanket again, wrapped in a white eyelet outfit. So I'm very curious to see if they actually hired a baby for this christening, or they're just going to christen a blanket as Jude Brady Blanket. At least it'll be absorbent when they sprinkle it with water. There's that. All right. Click subscribe if you haven't already. Definitely come back soon. We are here talking Days of Our Life 7 days a week. Please drop your comments. Thanks for listening. It's Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.